Wherever you are from, in time and space, welcome. You are listening to the Sovereign Envoys Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sovereign Envoys. Today I am joined by user Hoffmania from the RUFO Discord chat server. He is a sociologist at which university in Germany?
At Kiel in Germany University.
Yeah, so he's joining us all the way from Germany, and he was excited to talk to us about the implications of how the UFO phenomenon is affecting our society and culture. And specifically, I think he was interested in talking about cults today. So maybe we can go into, you know, a little bit about you first and how you got interested in UFOs, and then how that related to your sociology, and then why you chose cults to be interested in at this particular time. And yeah. Start okay. From there, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming.
Sure, no problem. My name is Hoffmania, or Timo is my real name, but that's okay. And I'm studying sociology and political science at the moment in Northern Germany. And I'm always interested in religious stuff, like religious study, and especially cults and religious movements. And yeah, I think that the topic of ufology is pretty interesting considering cults and religion, because ufology is pretty much a belief system itself. Mm-hmm. So there are connections
for sure.
Yeah.
So what got you interested what was it first? Were you interested in sociology first or the UFO stuff first? Because the whole UFO cult thing is kind of like a merger of the two, is it not?
Yeah, it is. No, it was the UFO topic, I think. I didn't really was interested into sociology before my studying, so that came with it. But UFOs was the first thing.
And how young were you when you started thinking about that? Because you mentioned that your mom said something about seeing Roswell on TV, and you were just like, wouldn't that be interesting if that was a true thing, with the guy with the balloon and everything?
I thought it was true. She told me that she saw the bodies on TV. Maybe she saw the documentary. I don't know. I was a little boy, and I thought, like, wow, what the heck? Why is nobody talking about this on TV at the moment? That would be the big topic.
Yeah.
I was a small boy.
No doubt.
I didn't really know what to think of it. So I think my interest in ufology started like 10 years ago, definitely with the rise of YouTube and content online. Was like sometimes more, sometimes less interested in the topic, but within the last year, I really got deep in it again. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So because you're interested in spearheading the cult idea of the whole sociocultural thing to do with UFOs. So what's the difference, do you think? Because a lot of people want to believe, but where does it cross the line from people wanting to believe and then to a cult? Like, how does that get out of hand? When does that get out of hand? Because we all know there's people like going around spreading information that they... like, I don't know, Stephen Greer, or I guess those Blestos or Skinwalker Ranch or whatever, of all these informations that certain groups are going, yes, this is This is real information. Even TTSA with Tom DeLonge and Luis Elizondo, these groups, they all have information that they're giving everybody. But where do you draw the line, and how do you tease out what's somebody just stringing you along in and for their own benefit or whatever, or just screwing with you or trying to make money off you? And then, like, there must be a spectrum from people sharing information they may or may not really have to the point where they're trying to abuse you with it. Like, there must be a spectrum for that in this whole that whole UFO culture thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wouldn't consider TTSA and groups like that cult-like.
Right.
They can definitely become it. But I at the moment I don't think that's the case. I think most of the time it's pretty hard to define a cult, and the
Right.
difference between a cult and religion is pretty debatable most of the time. But I think what you can say is that a cult most of the time grows around a charismatic leader and a strong message of fulfillment or joy, something like that.
Of what kind of
You
joy?
can fulfillment and joy.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see some of this when you look at Stephen Greer.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't consider him a cult leader, but
Not
he is
quite,
a little
right?
bit no, not quite yet. So let's stay like
Yeah,
that.
he seems to walk a fine line. He's a little bit
Yes.
he's got a big smile, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's true, and he's pretty pumped.
Yeah, he's pretty jacked.
Yeah, but yeah, a cult is pretty much always countercultural. You know, it's not it's more like a subculture within the general public eye. So they always try to separate themselves from the rest to not get corrupted or something like that. The world is evil, but recreate a new mindset.
So
And the followers get a
they try to put
yeah.
themselves in a bubble, you mean, so that
Yeah, yeah, of course.
guy at the
Of course.
top can control them and cut them
Yeah.
off? Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, they end up in a bubble, of course. Yeah. And the followers get extremely attached to the leader, leave their families, break contact with friends. And sometimes the cult leader or whoever is at the top takes advantage of that. Might be financially, emotionally, or yeah, sometimes even sexually.
Yeah. So can you give some examples of that? Would Scientology be an example of that? Because they talk about aliens and, like, what is it?
Yeah.
Xenu and whatever, but.
There is ufology lore within Scientology,
Yeah.
but I don't think it's really important to them. So it's just the core story. But it doesn't really matter in their, yeah, in their.
It's almost
I don't
like,
know how.
where would you draw the line between ufology and religion? Because,
No, it's yeah,
are
they're
they
two different
intermixed?
topics.
Are they?
Yeah, I would say so, but they intervene
They do,
sometimes.
right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get like Ezekiel's wheel or the chariots, like the burning chariots and beings coming out of like things from the sky or whatever in the Bible or the Quran or, you know, what about the Indian, was it Bhagavad Gita with the Vimana and the wars in the sky with the gods? Is that
Yeah,
not part of, I know that's not really a cult, but that has a lot to do with religion for sure.
and it could be something within ufology as well. That's true. We don't know the cause of the whole phenomenon. Yeah.
So it's all kind of a mess, right? To try and say, you know, UFOs and cults. But it's almost like porn. You know it when you see it, right? Like
Yeah, that's true.
if you're talking about somebody who's talking about like UFOs or whatever, it's very different than someone who's trying to get you to, you know, give up your family and your money and trying to be real creepy like that. Like, it's almost like you can tell But not everyone can tell. And sometimes, you know, the best of us get caught up in that kind of stuff, and we don't
of
even
course,
know it until
yeah.
it's too late.
It can happen to anybody, yeah.
Mm.
That's true. I think what's interesting about cults, and especially UFO cults, is the interest in these groups peaked in the 70s, late 70s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We could call it the post-hippie culture. So the hippie movement slowly came to an end, and many young people were still frustrated with the spiritual, political, and social status quo. So they searched for alternative ways of living. Maybe we can see a little bit of this in ufology today. Different ways of living. Looking at Stephen Greer again, but I don't want to do this all the time. But I think he did a lot of good stuff for ufology. So props to him for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, yeah, I think he got a little bit off track.
Yeah, it seems like the UFO phenomenon. I hate the word ufology too, but it seems like when it comes to UFOs, you might, even if you have some good information at some point, you can get carried away with yourself, and then even the people who do have good information end up getting overzealous and going far beyond what they could ever actually understand. Like, people that were following Tom DeLonge thinking that, you know, he's the one that's going to be able to tell us what's going on and make everything disclose. And yet, for all intents and purposes, that's where his heart is. But unfortunately, same as me, he can get caught up in the idea of like Bigfoot so much that he actually called out a cardboard cutout of a photo of Bigfoot, right? So it's like, it's almost like if you're looking too hard for something, you're going to see it everywhere, and you're going to convince yourself
that's
things
true. That's
that aren't true, right?
For sure.
So
for sure, yeah.
And some people will take advantage of that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That can be the case for sure. I think people want to believe something,
mm-hmm.
and want to be a part of something all the time, so it's kind of a psychological thing too. But yeah, I don't know, if like you said, if you want something really much, you start seeing it all the time, so it's hard to stay rational within topics like ufology.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you dig deeper, you find more and more stuff. And it's always interesting, but you don't know what is really good information and what is not, and
mm-hmm.
it's really hard. It's frustrating sometimes. So
yeah. So I guess we'll see if we can pinpoint a few topics here that you suggested that we talk about too. So
yeah, sure.
That you wanted to touch on. So it's specifically, how is the UFO phenomenon affecting our society and culture? And your examples were UFOs as a modern myth, or society's views UFOs, or the process of disclosure.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I think if we look at our society today, let's focus on Western society for now.
Mm-hmm.
The UFO phenomenon isn't really a big topic for the majority of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a small group of researchers and interested people, so definitely not mainstream. But like I messaged you, the UFO phenomenon is also part of modern folklore, so it's a modern myth, some kind. UFOs are a big part of science fiction and are shown in big movie productions and TV series over the last decades. So this is a really important aspect, because UFOs affect our view of a potential future regarding technology and the universe. So, and I think scientists are always inspired a little bit by science fiction, and maybe UFOs gave them a direction for their research in the past.
There was a TED Talk, actually. I'm just trying to look up the guy's name, but it was really recent. And it was why we should take UFOs seriously. Are you
Was it
familiar with that one?
we're from Alexander
You got
Wendt?
it. I believe so. And he was also a sociologist, is that?
No, he's political
Oh,
scientist.
political science. Okay.
But
Yeah,
yeah, he's pretty
Alexander
famous.
Wendt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
Yeah, and
was
I nearly dropped my stuff when I saw this because his name is pretty famous within political science, and I heard a lot of him.
Really? Yeah, that's good. Let's touch
Yeah.
on that because I watched it. It's no more than 12 minutes long. And some of the points that he made were like why is it a myth? Like we know, and then he showed the TTS, like TTSA, like how we were saying, they're probably not a cult. They're coming out with stuff that has been admitted by the Navy, and the videos of the, what is it, the FLIR and the Tic Tac or Go Fast, I think there's two or
Yeah,
three, and
Gimbal.
right, and gimbal, and he played it. And he was saying, look, these things are there. These are trained pilots to they're able to make these judgment calls saying, it's not a bird. It's something crazy that they've never seen before. So that's proof that it's not a myth anymore. These things exist and it's that's a fact. But then he was going into why is it a taboo? Because every other
Yeah.
thing that is curious that make like humans are curious, and he was saying everything that we have found in our reality in our universe, if somebody like discovers something and we're like, hey, this is there, everybody in science should start to try and focus on understanding it more. And I believe I can't remember who it was, but somebody equated it to when, actually, I think it was one of the kids in the hall, talking on Joe Rogan when he said, I can't remember the exact actor, but he's from Kids in the Hall, and he's talking with Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he said, back when people just in, like just invented the first microscopes, there was people that were looking in them and saying, oh my God, there's like little things all over the place, and they discovered germs. And for a while, science like was just like doing the same thing they do with UFOs, going, no, you're like crazy, and that's I don't want anything to do with that. There's no such thing as these little bugs that make people sick. That like who knows what they thought made people sick. Some they used to think worms made holes in your teeth, when we know it's sugar now. But like things like that, you know what I mean? Like, and they were just not willing to even look into the subject because they would lose their credibility. And things like that, like apparently it was supposed to be impossible to fly. Apparently rockets would
Oh
never go into outer
yeah.
space. Why? Because space will have nothing to push. Like the rocket will have nothing to push off of in outer space because there's nothing there, so rockets will never go into space, things like
Oh
that.
yeah.
And we've been wrong, and those are scientists that have been wrong over the centuries. And it's not their fault, it's because they're people too. But there's a certain point when people are afraid of what could be, and we need those scientists to kind of look at this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because without them to kind of shepherd the way, you just have like it's just like a bunch of bananas people, like the people that think the Earth is flat for no reason, or the
Oh yeah.
anti-vaxxers. Like science has got to take a look at this, and come hell or high
Yeah.
water, whatever they find should be looked at honestly. Don't just hide
For
your head
sure.
in the sand,
And
right? And that's basically
100%.
what the TED talk was about.
Yeah, it was a great talk.
Yeah, it was. So I paraphrased it
Indeed.
a little bit. I went on a little bit,
Yeah.
but so I'd like to hear your thoughts on what do
Yeah.
you think is happening in this regards? Because we live in a really weird time. The last few years, those videos came out,
Oh
and
yeah.
now like that you said that Alexander Wendt was a big name, and you almost fell out of your chair. What are you thinking? What are you thinking when you see something like that? Like, that was, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I see progress.
Mm-hmm.
That's plain and simple progress. It's probably will be a long process to get people involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because the topic UFO is in general really weird. So, mm-hmm. and people like don't like to touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially scientific people. And like I said, it's a myth, and you don't study myths. Mm-hmm. So,
I think
so that's
part of that problem, yeah. too, is when the biggest problem, I think, actually, is when people say UFOs, what do you automatically think of next?
Yeah, little green man.
Exactly. And that's not the case. That's not the case that we're trying to go after at all. And I think that's part of the conversation we have to look at and say and shut it down and say, hey, listen, forget aliens. What are these fucking things? Okay. Because people see them. Not just orbs of light in the sky. We're talking about like physical craft that can phase in and out of matter and go through
controlled vehicles in the sky. No inventory on Earth has possession.
It's unbelievable shit they can do. And people have seen this shit. And it's not just like, I know some people think they see lights in the sky, and I'm not interested in those. I'm interested in like the physical things that look like crazy machines that can do things we have no idea how they're doing them. But I think that's where it has to start, and I think we have to stop doing that whole backwards tracking and saying, oh, you know, it's aliens.
They should separate the aliens from the UFO phenomenon at first.
At first, for sure.
Yeah, because you don't really get somewhere with this, so and nobody will touch it.
Yeah, it's like
like you said, everybody's talking about and the little green man and crazy people. So I don't think this will work.
Mm-hmm.
We need to like TTSA is propagating it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So looking really down to earth at this stuff and try to figure out how it's operating and what it is in the end. So without getting assumptions about.
Right. And Luis Elizondo is Elizondo? Elizondo?
Elizondo.
Elizondo. Elizondo.
No. I think with E.
El Lasagna? Yeah.
Lasagna.
He was right when he said, I think disclosure is not an event. And it will be a process, and it will take a long time because the people that are going to give you the correct information aren't going to give you more information than they can correctly give you. I don't think he said it in those exact words, but you're not going to get information that isn't been processed properly so that, you know, at least you have the right information, not just information, right? Like, because otherwise that's noise.
I don't really think that nobody knows, really. So I don't think that the government is really so secretive and all of this.
No, I don't either.
That they have the secret base with the aliens and something like this. I don't believe this.
Well, I definitely believe that there's somebody out there, there's some kind of group or organization that has probably compartmentalized, but they have a lot of money, and I'm sure they know what's going on at a level that most of these scientists, who, you know, don't know, right?
I think there are probably people who know more.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not sure if they really get the full picture.
Yeah, but it's not like to me, those people that have a bigger idea of what's going on are keeping it a secret for a reason. I don't think that it's really to hurt us.
Yeah.
Because I, like,
that's true.
Like I told everybody on my first episode, like I saw a flying lampshade thing in the middle of the afternoon, and then 3 days later I got a visit from a Black Hawk helicopter with tinted windows that like flew 30 feet away from my house, and I didn't get a sense of like intimidation at all. It just seemed like they just wanted to see who was able to make contact like that, and I was just like, I just waved, and then they went away, and I was like, okay, so that happened. I didn't feel worried or scared, or it's just now they know. So, but honestly, it's better that someone knows and not like, because there's some really shitty people out there, and if the bad guys, not saying like, but countries go to war, and
Yeah, of
if
course.
North Korea knew how to build fucking UFOs before the
Of course.
US, then we'd have a serious problem, probably.
Yeah, for
You know what
sure,
I mean?
yeah.
Like
For sure.
if anyone needs to not know, they need to not know, right?
Yeah. It's pretty hard to tell what the future will bring with all of this. I think, yeah, like Alexander said, disclosure will be a process, a long process, I think. I think, and in the end, it really depends on how the disclosure process would look like in the end and what would be the true nature of the phenomenon.
He
So,
also he was
so.
also saying, I thought it was interesting. He was like, "We're the government is not in the business of keeping secrets from its people, but if there's information that if you told an entire population, like he's like, if there was a way that we could tell our entire population and keep it, within our citizens and know that it would never get out, then we would definitely tell everybody." Because they have a right to know, but the reality is that's impossible. You can't tell 50 million people something in a small section and have it not get out, right? So there's a big problem there, and that's never going to go away. So there's a reason for this secrecy. And we say
Secrecy has.
secrecy like is a bad word, but no, it's more like protecting you. We're protecting you by not telling you something.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Secrecy has a bad touch when you say it. But there are definitely things that need to be secret to a degree. So
There's
I would say this.
corruption everywhere, but I mean,
Yeah.
for the greater, I think for our species, I don't think that we're trying to. We want what's best for our species in the end, I think. I hope.
Yeah. What I think is pretty interesting as well is regarding the society again, that when we really have, yeah, let's call it disclosure, whatever that means. So, but it's interesting to see that a myth would become a widely accepted reality. So this is a pretty unique process in human history. You could argue, like you said before, you could argue that technological breakthroughs, like the moon landing. So was space flight was a myth, kind of like too. So, but UFOs would definitely top that.
Oh yeah.
So it could be groundbreaking, and I don't know. It depends. There are so many possibilities of outcomes.
So yeah, it's like, and even it just depends on which aspect you want to focus on, like the fact that it could be a different culture, like the fact that it could be a different species, like the fact that it could be a different form of life, could be, and it's like those are the things that we can deal with after we kind of get our wrap our heads around it as a, culture.
It could change our whole point of view on space and time,
Oh, re
everything.
reality. They could be from other
Reality,
dimensions.
yeah. Who knows what reality is in the end?
Yeah, they might be
So.
like they might be like Kiwi Bonga. He's the moderator. They're just popping in and out, making sure everything's cool.
Who knows?
He's got mod powers, right?
So it's difficult to say.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, Kiwi Bonga, he's the moderator of the Reddit r/UFO r/UFO page, and the Discord r/UFO. So,
Yes, shout out to everyone there.
yeah, hey guys. So should we move on to number two?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, so what you had written here was what is the impact on organized religions? And now
Yes.
I don't know much. I don't really focus much on religion, so this would be mostly something you could probably help me out with because I'm kind of at a loss
Yeah.
for what. I don't really care what religions think anymore. I decided that a long time ago. I mean, I respect them. I respect them, but they just seem to be like in their own little world. I guess like the UFO groups too. So, I
Of
guess.
course, yeah, maybe and cults too.
Yeah. So
Maybe that's why I find this interesting.
yeah, they're in their own little. Everybody's in their own little world, but
Yeah,
with other
that's
people,
true,
right?
yeah. Yeah, religions, yes. Yeah. It's like with the society topic too. It could be a big challenge for them, especially for the major organized religious groups. Like, let's talk about more about the Abrahamic religions here, Judaism, Islam, Christianity. Because the question of other life forms, other intelligent lives besides God's creation is indeed important. So, and could shake things up for them. I don't, Eastern religions are in general more open-minded to the idea of other life forms, but that depends on the specific group. I don't know. I don't want to get too deep in that.
Do we find it interesting that all the religions seem to have their own flavor of interdimensional being, whether it's a Buddha from different planes or angels from different planes, or I don't know what the Muslim same thing would be, but
Jin.
jinn, yeah,
Yeah.
the genies, jinn.
Yeah.
So they have a wide array of interdimensional type things going on, which we haven't ruled out yet, as far as we know, for whatever the UFO thing, because we don't know.
That's true. Yes. I think the interdimensional part is pretty interesting to look at, especially regarding religion. But you can see at the same time that there are forces within these organizations who see phenomena such as the UFO phenomenon as demonic in nature and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know what it is or if it's true or not, but I think it's problematic when such beliefs stop a real and extensive study.
Right, but that doesn't that sound a lot like the scientists making it a taboo and just laughing at it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of the same, yeah.
It seems like it's kind of the same thing. Like you just don't
Yeah.
want to talk about it. I think it's
Genau.
because there's also religious people that are like, down with trying to understand it, but
Of course. Yeah.
I think.
Maybe that's interesting. I saw an article published in 2009 from the Vatican Observatory. Yeah. I can quote the director. He said, just as there is a multitude of creatures on Earth, there could be other beings, even intelligent ones, created by God. This does not contradict our faith because we cannot put limits on God's creative freedom. And he says, the questions of life's origins and of whether life exists elsewhere in the universe are very suitable and deserve serious consideration. I think this is a pretty interesting, yeah,
I feel like
statement.
something more recent also was said by someone from the Vatican. Are you aware of anything to that?
Could be Mema,
I feel
not
like
at the
there's
moment.
somebody recently brought that topic up again. I don't know why I feel that way. But.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Because
But it's interesting
2000.
to see that the church is adjusting to modern scientific views.
But modern science still doesn't believe it.
That's kind of true.
They're
Yeah,
being
you have
more
to.
progressive.
You have to admit he isn't talking about UFOs in the statement. He's
No.
talking about extraterrestrial life, and yeah, not maybe like we said, we have to separate it.
Didn't he say something also to the effect of, yes, if If Ichis exist, I would love to baptize them or something
Maybe,
so
I don't know,
obscene, like, oh my God.
yeah,
I'm like, huh, what an
maybe.
ignorant thing to say. Fuck.
Okay, I like this quote better.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, of course you would. Like, I would want to go down to hang out with the monkeys and have them make me, I don't know. Make me
Yeah.
worship the rock they like to worship or something. I don't
Maybe it's the stuff he has to say
know. Yeah,
sometimes.
could
I
be.
don't know.
Well, he does have to pay lip service to a lot of people, probably, just to be
Yeah.
where he is, you know? You can't be the leader without basically, I don't know, trying to please
Yeah.
everyone. Or, I don't know. I don't know who can genuinely think like that and just be like that. But I guess there's a lot of people that think like that. So if you're just like, think the same as everyone else, then you can keep that going. I don't know. I don't know. This is why I stay away from religion and politics. It's just not my bag. But, it's
It's
tough.
hard sometimes, yeah. It's
Yeah.
tough, yes. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, especially politics. But don't get into that. Yeah.
Yeah. I could talk about it as long as the people that are like don't expect me to have a viewpoint. Because if I have a viewpoint, I consider it like the same as trying to hammer a nail into a piece of wood with my hand.
Yes.
I'm like, it's not gonna
Yeah.
work. And
I think that's the case for most other stuff as
it
well.
doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel good, yeah. Yeah, where were we?
We challenge for major religious groups and view.
Yes.
So what about other religions? Okay, we went over what Eastern religions, Western religions.
Yeah, the
What about religions that aren't cults but are weird and you know what I
are
mean? That
weird.
they are not main religions, but do you know of anything like that that they're not really cults but they're
UFO related, you mean?
possibly.
It's hard to say. Most of them are pretty much considered a cult.
Most of them.
So
They don't
yeah,
fit
most
in.
of the
They don't fit in their cult.
Wait, what do you mean?
If they don't fit in, like if they're not like one of the big four, then they're the cults.
No, that's not what I meant. No, no.
Oh.
I was just talking about UFO related religious movements. They are most of the time considered a cult. Yeah. I'm not sure about really small religious groups and their view on this topic, I have to admit. So let's if you mean now I don't know. It's hard to describe at the moment.
All right, well, let's move on to the third point. So, what was it? UFO cults and
Yeah,
modern.
we touched it a little bit already.
We did, yeah.
Yeah,
So,
we can talk about some examples.
I wanna dive in head first to what was like Heaven's Gate and realism. And
Realism,
yeah,
yeah.
okay, so those are hardcore cults, are they? They're like legit, like crazy
Yeah,
cults.
I think, yeah, Heaven's Gate, of course, is the tragedy of the cults.
All right, why don't you give us a background? Because I can't remember. Was that the one where they drank the juice? Is that where that came from? They drank the Kool-Aid and then.
Did it too, but the original Kool-Aid stuff was in Jonestown.
Georgetown? Yeah, Georgetown.
Jonestown, the Brian Jones,
But
the
these did.
Jonestown Massacre.
Was this.
But that wasn't UFO related,
Oh, it
no.
wasn't. Okay.
No, but Heaven's Gate
Yeah.
started in 1974, and
Yeah.
it was one of the first big UFO cults, I think. Yeah, and it ended in a tragedy in 1979, when 38 of the followers committed suicide. They believed that the spaceship behind the comet,
Hail Bob,
behind the
wasn't it?
leaf, yeah, exactly, would
Okay,
save
I
them
remember.
it would save them from an upcoming apocalypse, and they needed to leave their bodies behind on Earth. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, so I guess it worked.
That's, we don't know. But the Earth is still here. We are still here. So no apocalypse.
Oh, man.
Way
to
go. It's a pretty hard story. Interesting is that they left a few members behind, and they are still managing the website.
What?
Yes. The website is still online.
They didn't get, like, shut down by the cops?
Nope.
Whoa.
Just, it's still the same style like in 1979.
Holy shit, dude.
And I think that it's just two people.
Oh. Did they, like, inherit all the wealth of the rest? Or, like, what was the point of them?
I don't know why they are still, why they're left behind. I think they, to tell the story, something like this.
Oh, wow.
But it it seems useless when the apocalypse would really come. So, I don't know.
So are they still waiting? Are they still waiting for this, or are they just like?
No, I don't think so. They are just answering emails and.
Oh god.
Yeah, talking about this stuff. They are pretty anonymous.
This should be like a Netflix original, The Last of the Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
The Guardians of Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. So I think Heaven's Gate was really the big downtime in UFO cults.
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah. No, but their leader, Marshall Applewhite, was his name.
Well, that really makes like the whole UFO. That's probably one of the reasons why UFO like crap gets a bad rap. I remember there was a time when my mom came up to me. I was just a kid. I was like 14. And I was like, Dungeons and Dragons looks fun. And then she came home one day. She's like, I heard about this kids starting cults and they're killing themselves. They're playing Dungeons and Dragons in their basement. And I was like, what are you talking? I don't think that's how it works, Mom. She was like up in arms about this. And I was like, don't you play that game. You'll end up doing something like this. And I was like,
yeah,
I think it's just like nerds that play that, Mom. I don't think anyone's trying to
it isn't that bad.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's like she had no clue what, you know, the kinds of guys that I saw at high school playing this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that they're dangerous, dude.
No, I'm pretty much the least dangerous people.
Yeah, but who knows.
Yeah, but true. It didn't get ufology good rap.
No, not at all.
So to say.
And what was should we move to realism?
Yeah, realism. Yeah.
Is he the guy that had a bunch of like? He just talked about. He basically talked a bunch of women into like free sex for everybody, and this is like awesome. And
yes.
Yeah. Okay. I got the gist of it, hey? Yeah, it sounds familiar.
It's a little bit about that, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's this one guy from French, from France, Rael.
Yeah.
And he had, like, claimed to have some kind of extraterrestrial encounter.
Yeah.
And, yeah, pretty much the message is that extraterrestrials created life on Earth and that a combination of human cloning, they are pretty much into cloning, and mind transfer can provide eternal life.
Oh, that's
the message. So, but
seems legit.
That, the message is pretty much fun. Enjoy life, no boundaries.
What's so bad about that?
Nothing really, as long as nobody is abusing it.
So why is that a cult then, if they're just basically a bunch of hippies? That just like swinger hippies that believe in aliens and cloning and That's just...
Yeah, if we look at the definition of a cult...
Weird beliefs, think... but what is he really doing to brainwash people, yeah, or what?
It's hard to say. I think he is getting criticized.
Well, of course.
Because, yeah.
He's a homewrecker.
Yes, and he's abusing his power, I think. So I'm not really sure what is going on. But yeah, he's the charismatic leader, and I don't know how free followers of his group can leave or something like this.
It's like when you play, have you ever played Fallout?
Yes.
And you make your character and you just forego every other stat for like charisma, and you're just like, charisma 10, bitch. All right. You can have sex with everyone. Her. Yeah. Everybody cuddle with me all the time. And then you're also French, so you talk like this, and
yeah. I'm not sure how not every cult is. I have to say at this point that not every cult or religious movement is led by evil narcissistic maniac or something like that.
Yeah. some of them are just aspect. Like cuddle monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the topic cult and the term cult.
Yeah,
it's pretty
loose.
Negative.
Oh, it's so, a negative.
At least in Germany it is.
Wow, the word cult is hugely negative.
Yes.
But it gets thrown around pretty easily too. But then again,
of course.
Like, does it have to be? Like, where's the This is the thing. Where's the line? Is there, from a sociologist standpoint, from a legal? I guess you'd need a legal somebody to talk to that knows the laws or something, because there's got to be definition for cult.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in this kind of stuff, but legal issues,
like if Pastafarians all of a sudden like made you like lose your give all your money and we'll buy a pool full of pasta and everybody has to swim in it and make orgies in it, then maybe that's a cult. If the Pastafarians started doing terrible things like that, because that's it's taking away your livelihood for, awesome spaghetti orgies.
I think the term cult is pretty difficult to use. Sometimes I like to talk about modern religious movements or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds better, and it's easier to to not automatically think negative of it.
Yeah. So aren't like, I always thought that almost all religions were cults. All religions were. I thought technically, by definition, all religions are also cults. That's the understanding that I came to when I was a child, because the literal definition of what a cult was that they gave me when I was in high school, and I was in a Catholic high school, and this was in religion class, was literally exactly the same as what was describing, that you could describe Christianity at the time. And I was like, well, that sounds exactly the same as what we do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm forced to be in this religion class, and like, it's not all bad. Yeah. I mean, you're not trying to do bad things. You technically are trying to, I don't know, you have ideologies, but they're definitely imposed on all the members.
Yeah, of course. I'm not judging any cult or religion, or it's not good or bad. I'm just looking at it. So, and I think it's kind of true. Every religion was a cult at some point. So that's true, but it's a thing of definition, I think. So you can of course say that, look at that, Christianity as example is a cult. So
yeah,
you could say that.
If it's like, if you're not one of us, you're one of them, and if you're small, like if you're smaller, and then you're kind of kicked out of the club. If you try to make your own club, then you're the problem, kind of thing.
But yes, but I think it's not if you look at the big religions, you can't look at the whole religion and say it's a cult, but they have cultish elements within them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at, as an example, TV evangelists or something like this.
Oh, yeah. So, super.
Yeah, that's, they are pretty culty.
Creflo Dollar.
who?
Creflo Dollar. I remember seeing him at like 2 a.m. after watching Aeon Flux on YTV. Oh yeah, you're from Germany. This is just
I don't know him, no.
Just some guy started off with black gospel music, and then he's trying to heal people with, I don't know, joy.
Yeah, yeah. that could be considered a cult.
Yeah, he's a call in, and we'll talk about the meaning of life.
Because you have the charismatic leader, you have the attachment of the followers to him,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time these people are taking advantage of that financially, mm-hmm. at the exam. But the difference, I would say, between a religion and a cult is that a cult is not embedded in a local culture.
Yeah.
It's more like a countercultural aspect.
Mm.
So they stand against the way of life. So they're looking for a different.
Yeah,
I
like that that description. It's a cult is something that is not embedded in the local culture.
So a cult grows over a long period of time. It's a historical process, and there are many challenges for a cult to become a widely known religion,
I would say. I just realized that cult is a detraction of culture.
Oh! That's true.
Oh my god!
We learned something new.
What does it all mean? Well, we found some answers here today.
Yeah,
everything is a cult.
Yeah, like, at some time.
Yeah.
At some time. Well, I think what pretty much all of them have in common, all cults, is that they form a counterculture against the widely spread belief systems in their environment.
Mm-hmm.
So they form an opposition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something, yeah. That's all of them have in common.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really a religion at this point.
No. And they kind of isolate themselves too when they do that.
Yeah. And I think if you look at normal Christians in Western societies.
Yeah.
Not in evangelical ones.
And when it's a problem is when they start to kind of brainwash and do it kind of like in a, like a nasty kind of dirty way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think so. In that sense, cults can be, I guess, okay if they're not crossing too many lines with people. Like, if they're like saying you can never see your family again, or you try to like escape, you're gonna get this and that and whatever done to you. That's the problem, really.
Yes. I think at this time there are many cults in the world we never heard of.
Oh yeah,
because they don't get attention because they are not so negative. They don't get the publicity,
mm-hmm.
and they are not interesting for media. So the bad ones are always more interesting. So that's the case. I don't want to say that cults are always bad. Yes,
nice,
that's true.
Well, we got about 5 or 10 more minutes here, I think. And then and then we're gonna wrap it up. But
yes,
let's see if there's anything else you have on your mind. Maybe like anything off topic that you wanted, like that has nothing to do with cults or anything that we've talked to about today.
Let me think. It's really hard to say. Do you have anything on mind?
Well, I found it interesting that I don't know if it's just because of my interests, but my daily, when I look on my phone every day now, it seems like every day there's a new thing popping up about people becoming more open to this idea about like whatever UFO or extraterrestrial, the possibility of extraterrestrial life. In the last like month, there was that female British astronaut talking about possible
Yes. Yeah, I
like
remember
w
that.
places that extraterrestrial life could live that we might not even think to look in like shadow biomes. Then there was
Yeah.
I think it was SETI or something like that was looking for funding privately to start scanning the entire sky for extraterrestrial signals. I don't know. And then there's another story, and I don't know if it's because of just because of my like what I search or because the groups that I'm involved in. Maybe the internet's just kind of big data feeding me what my interests are so that I'll click, which is probably it. It'll give me like they're probably just targeted, but then there was the other story where that signal that's repeating every 16 days or whatever. Did you hear about that? It's coming from, I don't know, like in the a neighboring galaxy or something, and they're starting to wonder if
Oh no, I
it's
don't think I
no.
no, I don't know.
They're like,
Yeah, but
but
it's
it's always spun like, oh, it could be ET or blah blah blah, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm getting kind of like these messages that are spun in this way because of my previous engagements and what I would click on because of my interests. I kind of don't like that. I would like it to be a little bit less biased towards what I'm
Oh yeah.
already interested in, 'cause that same story, if somebody's like an astrophysicist, it might never say anything about it being correlated with ETs, but for some reason, something that might have nothing to do with ETs, all of a sudden, somebody who wrote about it with that word and that thought in mind has it that story spun that way to me, and I don't really like that, on my feed. And I'm like, I kind of like gives me a false hope that people are actually starting to take this stuff seriously, like
Yeah.
your guys. Alexander went to his TED talk and everything. I'm like,
Yeah,
how
yeah.
it seems to me like the frequency of people talking about this stuff is increasing and happening
Yes.
more often, but I don't know if that's just because I'm part of these Reddit groups and talk to people on Discord about it, and it just falls on me more because that's, what do
I
you
think what
think?
yeah, I think first of all what would be interesting is how this guy like Alexander went. How did he get there? Why is he talking about this right now? Was he interested all the time or I don't know. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he made a pretty compelling statement too at the beginning of it, saying he's like, I'm not gonna throw my whatever how many years of professional. He's like, I'm not gonna piss away my what do you call it? When somebody has a like a name for he's made a name for himself.
His legacy.
Yeah, he's not gonna piss that away by talking about UFOs as like a
Yeah.
woo-woo thing. But he's like, let's be real here.
Yeah, let's do this.
This shit's happening, and then he like
Yeah.
points to basically science, and he's like, where the fuck are you? Do your fucking job. And but
Yes,
he
yes,
doesn't
yes.
say it like that, but he kind of like
No,
lays
no.
it out on the table. He doesn't call
Yeah.
anyone out, but he's like, do your fucking job. People want
Yeah.
to know. This shit's happening. Wake up. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
we're
I
here. We're
loved it.
talking
I
about
loved
it.
it.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
great.
It really motivated me to do my stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to see people are coming out. It's like, when people used to be gay and they couldn't talk about it. Now people are like
Yeah.
coming out of the fucking UFO closet, you know what I mean?
True.
And some
Yeah.
people that couldn't talk about it before are starting to talk about it. So now I'm thinking that this is cool because hopefully in the next few years it'll kind of separate the wheat from the chaff as far as the UFO community goes, because so much of the UFO community is full of just shit because of people posting garbage on YouTube and all those shit channels that have, oh, look at this, and this p things people don't want you to know, and then they
Yeah, of
have
course,
like,
crazy theories about reptilian overlords and sitting in the White House.
yeah, well, like it's like clickbait, and because of those clickbaity things, there's a lot of people that just end up getting those feeds because that's what they're interested in. That it's like, it's like that they get targeted now because the algorithms show that this person will consume this media, so this kind of thing will get clicked on more by them, so it'll keep them on the site. So of course they get fed more of this bullshit, so they get more bad information, and then it starts becoming what they think is real, and it really sucks because we need to cut that shit out. That's some, yeah.
We need to get better information
Yeah, I wish that
first.
I wish that I almost wish that AI was smart enough to be able to know that. You know what I mean? Like it can feed you things based on like text-based crap and algorithms, but it doesn't really help you. Like AI is not going to be able to help you find what you need unless you already know what you're looking for. But in these topics where nobody really knows, they get fed bullshit and it just compounds, right? Because they don't know what they're
For
looking
sure.
for. They'll look for
No, of
anything.
course.
But
Just the last thing. I almost forgot. I have a YouTube channel as well.
Oh, geez, we should have plugged that at the beginning.
Damn, I forgot about it. But it's not that important. It's okay. It's a small YouTube channel.
How many
I'm covering the youth.
videos do you have right now?
I think 5 or 6. Yeah, 5 or 6, but it's a pretty small channel at the moment because I'm doing it for the German audience, so it's automatically smaller. But I'm adding English subtitles in every video, so maybe if someone wants to check it out,
Oh,
I would be happy.
for sure. And you know what? Give me all your information for that YouTube channel, and I will specifically make a little commercial for it at the beginning, so I can do it in
Okay.
chunks. So once I edit this whole audio section will be one chunk. It'll be an hour chunk, but I can record by myself a little commercial and put some
Oh yeah,
music in
that
the
would be great,
background.
yeah.
Yeah, I'll make you a commercial.
That
Just
would
give me all the info. You can still tell
Okay.
them about it here, for sure.
There's
Do it. Do
nothing.
it now.
No, I'm just covering the UFO topic. I'm making small documentaries or analysis, looking at different topics within the UFO phenomenon, looking at the connections to paranormal stuff. I will make videos about religion and UFOs, the stuff we talked about today, getting a little bit more and more in this direction.
And what's the channel's name?
It's Hofmania.
Oh, it's just your name. Okay, how do you spell
Yes,
that?
yes. Hofmania.
Sweet. On YouTube, right?
Yes.
Cool. And I'll call us out then and give us the outro. So if you want to talk to Hoffmania, you can come join us on the r/UFO Discord server. Are you on Reddit?
Yes, I'm on Reddit.
Can they
I
contact you there
think,
as well?
yeah,
Nobody's ever
but not sure.
contacted me yet, so I don't know
No,
if it's...
no. I'm on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
If someone wants to contact me, it's oh, let me see what my at Hofmania NO1.
Okay.
Hofmania number one, you know.
NO1. Okay. And on Reddit, it's the same thing, Hoffmania.
I think it's Hofmania NO1.
On Reddit as well.
Yes.
Cool.
But yeah, ne never, ne never, I never got contacted there. So
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a while. This is still a small podcast. I don't know how big it'll ever grow, but it's been fun talking with you. So,
Yeah, it was fun. I was pretty nervous, and it wasn't easy.
I was nervous too, man. I haven't had a guest on in a while, and I was not prepared because I forgot how to use my software.
That's it's still a challenge talking English and about this kind of stuff about science and sociology and this kind of stuff. But yeah,
No
I
doubt.
hope it was okay.
Well, you did really good, and it was really fun.
Okay, thank
So
you.
I'll see you in the Discord again, and I guess we'll sign off. So
Yes.
thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for showing up, Hoff, and we'll see everybody later. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the show. If you would like to get involved in the same online communities as TSE, consider visiting the subreddit r/UFO, moderated by Kiwi Bonga, and his parallel Discord server by the same name, r/UFO. If you like the show and would like to support me, here's a few ways to do that. 1. Listen to the show. 2. Share my show with others you think might like it. And 3. If you would like to become a supporter by donating, you can now do that by going to anchor.fm/sovereignenvoy and clicking the support button, where you will be asked if you would like to make a monthly contribution of either $1, $5, or $10. If you would like to be a guest on the show, have a story, or just want to send me a message you'd like me to play on the show, you can go to the anchor.fm/sovereignenvoy and click the message button. If you would rather write me, I can be reached at thesovereignenvoys with an S at gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Cheers!